Welcome, market participants, to another Three Things in Credit. I'm Van Hesser, Chief Strategist at KBRA. Each week, we bring you three things impacting credit markets that we think you should know about. I learned this week that the inflation episode we have lived through has actually left us better off. This, according to research done by Justin Wolfers, a professor of economics at Michigan. Turns out that, yes, prices of what we consume are up 20% since the beginning of the pandemic, but wages are up 22%. So we actually can afford 2% more stuff, according to Mr. Wolfers. Apparently, he explains, we are predisposed to focusing on the bad, the higher costs of things, while downplaying the fact that we actually have more money with which to buy those things. Maybe that explains why sentiment surveys are relatively negative, while retail sales have been positive. More on that in a bit. All right, this week, our three things are, one, small business signals, a good place to look for slowdown. Two, single B spreads at 16-year tights. Does that make sense? And three, apparel company guidance. Have you been paying attention? All right, let's dig a bit deeper. Small business signals. We've long talked about the dangers of focusing too much on large caps. Sure, what's going on at Tesla or in AI is going to dominate not only the popular business media, but also street strategists. It's easily relatable. But we've always tried to keep track of trends and sentiment in small business. After all, the sector represents half of employment and just under half of economic output. It also serves as an important engine of growth. So when we test for underreported alternative narratives to the soft landing story, what's happening in small business is a good place to look. Over the past year, the Russell 2000 has underperformed the S&P 500 by 11 points. No surprise there. What hasn't? But the Russell has essentially matched the performance of the S&P 500 equal-weighted index, which means the broadening of buying sentiment we've seen in equity markets in 2024 has brought the Russell along for the ride. The index is now up 6.1% on an annualized basis and trades at 25 times forward earnings above its 22 times long-term average. But it's not all puppy dogs and rainbows. The Russell is still 16% below its pandemic-era high set back in the fourth quarter of 2021. And survey data from the NFIB, the National Federation of Independent Business, has some unsettling undertones. Small businesses, which derive most of their financing from banks, are finding credit more difficult to get, and rates are higher. As a result, on balance, they have dialed back CapEx plans, planned to reduce inventories, and planned to hire fewer workers. That's what the latest survey says. By the way, net plans to hire has fallen steadily since 2021 and now sits at the lowest level since the pandemic. Ominously, this diffusion index has been a foreteller of growth in private payrolls. Obviously, a significant downdraft there would not be a welcome surprise to credit markets. It's no wonder that NFIB members' outlook for near-term business conditions is at 50-year low levels. That's 50. In the latest survey, 39% expected worse conditions in 6 months, while only 7% expected better. Keep an eye on small business. It's a useful canary in this coal mine. All right, on to our second thing, 16-year tights. What to make of single B spreads, which are sub 300 basis points and now stand at 16-year tights? Well, here are a few grounding perspectives. One, in periods of low volatility, we do see credit curves flatten. No surprise there. And for what it's worth, investors are relatively comfortable with what they think lies ahead, a soft landing scenario. Two, yields matter. Single B yields have plummeted from north of 11% in 2022 to today's 7.6%, but that's still a touch above the 20-year average. Three, technicals matter. On the new issue supply side of the equation, a not insignificant portion of what would be single B bond supply has been siphoned off by private credit. Demand from dedicated high-yield money chasing fewer deals is going to tighten spreads. And four, investors have gotten more comfortable with moving into riskier cohorts as markets have grown. The size of the high-yield market at $1.3 trillion has doubled in the post-GFC era, giving investors greater confidence of being able to adjust positions more efficiently as conditions warrant. So taking all this into consideration, single Bs is just another momentum market. Bid up as yields remain attractive and where fundamentals are keeping default expectations historically low. One thing is for sure, at these levels, treasury volatility is much more meaningful to single B performance, something single B investors have rarely had to think about in the past. All right, on to our third thing, peril company guidance. We highlighted a couple of weeks ago equity market performance of consumer lenders being under pressure. This week, we thought it would be a good idea to check in on apparel companies as another window into the strength of the consumer. The news, for the most part, is not good. As an indicator, apparel companies are not always the cleanest data points because performance is driven largely by two things, consumer demand and fashion. Tough to model the latter. But the guidance from management is instructive, even if it is a function, to some extent, of trends in fashion. In the latest quarter, there have been more than a few significant earnings misses. PVH, the holding company for Calvin Klein and Tommy Hilfiger, beat its estimate by 6% in the latest quarter, but warned on the future. Management referred to the macro environment in Europe as, quote, very tough, and North America as, quote, choppy. As a result, management is taking a cautious approach to planning due to softening consumer backdrop. Full year 2024 revenue is expected to fall 6% to 7%. Margins are expected to be flat. The stock plummeted 22%. Nike, coming off a big disappointment in its previous quarter where the stock sold off 12%, followed that up with a cautious outlook that led to a 7% sell-off in its shares in the latest quarter. Management acknowledged the macro environment globally is, quote, uneven and subdued, resulting in its expectation for revenue contraction in its upcoming fiscal first half of low single digits. Lululemon reported earnings that were up 20% year over year and beat the estimate by 6%, but it too warned on guidance. Management alluded to a shift of late in U.S. consumer behavior, something they say has been referenced by others in the industry. Specifically, a softness has set in, seen broadly across the company's customer base, making the environment more challenging. Its stock sold off 16%. Victoria's Secret earnings rose 5% over the year-ago quarter and beat its estimate by 4%. It characterized the macro environment as challenging, with the consumer under pressure. It is adopting what it calls a conservative approach to its planning. That sounds like less CapEx and lower inventories, as it expects sales to be down low single digits in 2024. The stock sold off 30%. The lone bright spot we can point to is Ralph Lauren, which handily beat its estimate by 18% on strong holiday performance. It did warn that its outlook, reiterated for fiscal 2024, incorporates inflationary pressures and other consumer spending-related headwinds, potential supply chain disruption, and foreign currency volatility, among others. Europe figures to be especially challenged. Still, its stock soared 17% on its release. Now, no one's business is falling off a cliff, and these are anecdotes, but it's clear to us that the consumer is growing more cautious, selectively trading down or dialing back consumption. With wage growth slowing and excess savings depleting, the correction is upon us. So there you have it. Three things in credit. One, small business signals. We see evidence of a slowdown. Two, single B spreads. Spreads are historically tight, but yields aren't. And three, apparel company guidance. On the ground confirmation of a correction. As always, thanks for joining us. Don't forget to check in on KBRA.com for our ratings reports and our latest research. We'll see you next week. Hello, listeners. Join me, Van Hesser, KBRA's chief strategist, for in-depth conversations with credit experts in my new monthly podcast, Leading Voices in Credit, where I'll interview market professionals on the latest trends in credit markets. That's Leading Voices in Credit with Van Hesser. Subscribe now.